Hello. Due to the recent cost-cutting here at PBS, certain aspects of the station that were deemed to be inessential have been downgraded. The production studios have been sold off and turned into inner-city apartments. The station manager was privatised last week, and we traded the entire on-air studio for this really cool yo-yo. Oh, yeah! But despite all this, there's no stopping us here at PBS. So this week, Nya Nya will be coming to you same as usual, with no discernible loss in quality.
Boom to the head! Nya
Nya!
Boom to the head!
Boing, boing,
boing,
boing, boing,
boing,
boing.
Yeah, we're back. Sorry about the sound quality, but no apologies, eh? The management just sold off our transmitter, so we're having to use this old megaphone. But we should be able to broadcast as far as South Yarra. So hi, Mum! But hey, at PBS we're radio by the people for the person. So we don't rely on high-paid announcers and the latest sophisticated equipment. We know that you want relevance, public issues and green eco-terrorism, not whiz-bang production and snazzy promos. We know that no matter what, you'll never switch stations. Not ever in a million...
Geez, they've gone downhill a bit since they were on the Sunday morning.
Hey, did you get that new upgrade you were talking about?
Even better, I got a bargain price on a Hyper 693 Ultra Chip PFX Express with 878 quadriflops of add-on ping and a Tri-X Quasi Zoom on board for just $29.90.
Is that including the Suboptic 240?
Oh, it's got a Suboptic 380 plus extra Zang, and they threw in a Panfly Monic Q730 bundled with High Quack and Sono Pork 7B.
Is that the 54 ZAC Q730? Or the 123?
54.
You know they're bringing out a 227 ZAC Q730.
Really? Hard or soft ass?
A hard ass with a soft ass stimulation hooky. Though I don't think it'll be DOD compatible.
Oh, nothing will be DOG compatible if the Ultra Lump Hydra V550 comes in with dual nipple yak hydro ducts and pan strawberry FUK9s.
But the thing is, it's got DOG sycophancy, so the fintabulators will take care of all your incavamps, and all you've got to do is penetrate leggings 32 through the crotch hole. Face it, Lewis, that's a bunch of obsolete junk you've got there.
Huh. Oh, speaking of which, have you still got that computer?
Nah, threw it out. It can't stand the things.
Yeah, no, too complex.
Oh, goodness, who can that be? I don't think I've ever had a visitor before.
Greetings, Earthling. My name is Zang, and I come from the distant planet, which you refer to as Smint.
I don't refer to any planet as Smint.
We are an advanced intelligence, coming to you in spirit of goodwill, and so I would like to offer you our hand in one of your Earth handshakes.
Oh, thanks.
Foolish human, using my superior intellect, I have concealed an electronic device in what you refer to as my palm, and administered an electric shock to you unexpectedly.
Do you mean a joy buzzer?
It sounds like the Buzzomatic 772C.
It was unfair to take advantage of your miniature brain power that way. Please accept these flowers as a token of my apologies.
But those are just plastic.
Stupid Earthling. See how you learn not from the buzzer prank and still succumb to our squirting flower gag. Again, our classy late model brains have outwitted you. Conquest of this miserable planet will be simple.
You couldn't conquest the door.
Need you further proof? All right, Earth creature, the challenge is on. Pick a card, any card. No? No, don't tell me. It's the Seven of Clubs, right?
Seven of Hearts?
Hearts. Or as we refer to them on Smint, clubs. So convinced?
Listen, Alien Conqueror.
That's Mr. Alien Conqueror to you.
Okay, then here's a little test. Smell the cheese.
Cheese? I see none of what you refer to as cheese.
No, smell the cheese.
That's just your fist. Simple human. This is not a very complex ruse, if you ask me.
Smell it!
If you insist, but I see no point. What?
Lewis, I think your punch shattered his fragile alien skull.
Oh. That can't be good for interplanetary relations.
5 days later, the first giant cylinders were spotted crashing into the Earth. Closer examination revealed them to be enormous dribble glasses. Anyone who drank from one would be wet, embarrassed, and drowned. Shortly after, alien secret agents, cunningly disguised in their Groucho Marx glasses, littered the footpath with plastic doggy doos and fake vomit puddles. No man could drink without the fear of finding a fly in their ice cube. All around town, doorbells would mysteriously ring, seemingly by themselves, for when the door was answered, nobody was there. And then, the phone call started.
Hello, is Mr. Wall there? Is Mrs. Wall there? Are there any walls there? Then what is holding the roof on your abode up, stupid humans?
All over the Earth, the cities were crawling with people mildly irritated by these alien antics. But the worst was yet to come. On the 27th of September, as the Earth rounded the corner of its orbit, it unwittingly collided with the largest whoopee cushion in the known universe. Tornadoes, cyclones, and tsunami were thrown up all over the world. Richter scales were realigned. And yet, everyone stayed indoors, not daring to go outside in case someone thought it was them. Thus the aliens had conquered the Earth. Only one man could save humanity. Only one man could set the children free. But it was his day off.
Look, I keep telling you, it's my day off! Can't a guy get any peace around here? The one day of the week I get to relax, to rejuvenate my body, to extend my horizons, to broaden my mind, and improve my intellect. I think I'll go have a crap. Jason! What are you doing in there?
Nothing, Dad.
Come out here right now!
Hang on, I've just got to finish spanking the monkey.
Monkey? What monkey?
Oh, bad monkey.
You bring that monkey out this instant.
No, hang on. I mean, I'm milking the python. No, actually, I'm feeding the chooks.
Have you got a zoo in there or something?
No, Dad. No, I'm just buffing the bratwurst. Pulling the pudding? No, hang on. Painting the ceiling. Fertilizing the tissue box. Watching eyelid movies. Squeezing the lemon till the juice runs down my leg. Doing the five-fingered shuffle with Mrs. Palmer and her five daughters.
Jeez, kid, you're a weirdo. Why don't you just masturbate like normal boys? And I've told you, you should see a doctor if it keeps making that noise. That's better.
Bring me the head of Baron von Jupp.
Bring him the head of Baron von Jupp.
Your most royal majesty, Baron von Jupp's head already adorns thine kingly domain.
Does it? Oh, good lord, yes, I see it. A damnably ugly fellow. Oh, yes, well, bring me the head of Duke Beglor of Schimpf.
Bring him the head of Duke Beglor of Schimpf.
Your Majesty.
What now, underling?
His head, too, joins your finest collection of fiendish visages, Your Majesty. Look yonder, beyond the head of Bonnie the Pipe Laddie, but afore the head of Pongo the Clown.
Pongo the Clown? Yes. Oh, well, good for me, eh? Damn evil chappy, and it's a grand old thing that he's dead and gone, eh, what? Bring me a flagon of mead.
Bring him a flagon of mead.
Underling?
Yes, sire.
All these fellows appear to have their heads on, don't they?
Yes, your majesty.
Why?
Gracious and kindly, sire, I must implore of you.
No, off with the lot of them. Bring me my finest beheading axe.
Bring him his finest beheading
axe. Much better.
Dearest sire, your most gracious majesty...
I must say, you're looking very heady today.
Can I fetch you a pipe? A bowl? Perhaps a few fiddlers?
No, what I'd like...
A nubile Amazonian? A fresh towel? 3 roasted boar and a yodeling Visigoth?
I'd like a beer.
A beer, your majesty.
And make sure it's got a good head on it.
Oh, your majesty, how you doth quiver the humorous palate.
Oh, fuck it. I wish I was a woman.
We'll be right back.